Great. Michael, you lead so well. That's just, isn't he great? So, so good. Oh, how do we follow that? How do we follow that? Well, we're coming to the end. Josiah, you are going to read, if that's okay. Ezekiel 36. Brilliant. No, 37. Ezekiel 37. He does know this, but I'm just giving him a heads up. There's been a few emails going backwards and forwards about what we're going to do tonight, and we didn't really know what we were going to do tonight. That could have been no testimonies, it could have been one testimony. We had seven, and it was amazing just to see how God is at work and how he sees the detail and he sees the big picture. He sees the timing, and he knows what it is that we need at the right time. And how good is God? We started out singing a simple phrase, how good is God? God is good. And we just hear his goodness all the way through. We hear stories of God's goodness that doesn't necessarily mean the things that we want to be answered are answered in the way we want them to be answered. But it is what we need that he answers them. And we've been in a series through this term in the five that's been looking at the Holy Spirit. And we've journeyed through the Holy Spirit and we've looked at the Holy Spirit and who he is in relation to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And then we've looked at how that's been worked out. We had Pentecost and then how the values that flow out of the sense of the presence of the Holy Spirit amongst people. And we looked at community and gifts and power. And really what we want to do tonight is just to have some space to say, come Holy Spirit. It's as simple as that. And so what I want us to do is to get Josiah to come and read from Ezekiel 37, which is entitled The Valley of the Dry Bones. We're going to read verses 1 to 10. I'm just going to give you a few thoughts, and then I'm going to pray for us and just ask the Holy Spirit to come, and let's see what God wants to do, because he wants to equip each of us. These, as we were praying earlier, as the band and Michael and I were praying earlier, we felt like tonight was just the beginning. That the stories we hear are just the first stories of what God wants to do in us and through us. So let's press in for more. So Josiah.
Valley of Dry Bones. The hand of the Lord was on me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me in the middle of a valley. It was full of bones. He led me back and forth among them, and I saw a great many bones on the floor of the valley, bones that were very dry. He asked me, Son of man, can these bones live? I said, Sovereign Lord, you alone know. Then he said to me, Prophesy to these bones and say to them, Dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. This is what the Sovereign Lord says to these bones. I will make breath enter you, and you will come to life. I will attach tendons to you, and make flesh come upon you, and cover you with skin. I will put breath in you, and you will come to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I was prophesying, there was a noise, a rattling sound, and the bones came together, bone to bone. I looked, and tendons and flesh appeared on them, and skin covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath. Prophesy, son of man, and say to it, This is what the Sovereign Lord says. Come, breathe from the four winds and live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath entered them. They came to life and stood up on their feet, a vast army. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you. So we're not going to spend ages looking at this, but the key thing I want us to bring to think about and to bring this out is this word of breath. God breathing life. The word breath is the same word in the Old Testament as spirit. The breath of God breathed on dry bones, and the rattling and the shaking. And they're coming together. This is a prophecy speaking to the people of the Old Testament, speaking about a people who have been distanced from God, who have lost their way, who are not living in the place and in the way that God had for them, who've been separated from all that they are meant to be and all that they have been created to be. And God speaks at the right time. A prophecy that he speaks here and then and speaks here and now. That he is a God that breathes life. That breathes life into us. That benefits us, but not for our benefit. You see, he breathed life into these bones that Ezekiel could see. They rattled and they formed. And a vast army was made. An army that was ready to do the things that God had called them to do. To step into and to walk into all that God had planned. But it's a breath that is a creator breath. It's the same word that at the very beginning, right at the start, in Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of God, the same word, the breath of God, was hovering over the waters. The breath of God, the Spirit of God that was there ready to form life out of the emptiness, was ready to form and make, to breathe into these bones, dry bones, tired, weary bones, bones that had lost connection to each other, bones that had lost form. He breathed into them and they began to rattle. As I was thinking about that passage, we've been spending a bit of time since Pentecost looking at what happened afterwards. And we heard of a people who had followed Jesus, who had seen Jesus do amazing things, who'd been trained and discipled in doing those things too. But then seeing Jesus crucified and were lost, but saw him return and say to them, all authority has been given to me, therefore go and make disciples. Go and do the things that I called you to do, but wait for the breath of God. Wait for the Holy Spirit to come, to form, to make, to prepare a vast army, to do the things that God has called us to do. When we say yes to Jesus, we're saying yes because the Spirit of God enables us to do it. We have the Spirit in us. But the New Testament tells us too that we need to keep asking. We need to keep asking to be filled with more of the Holy Spirit. There's a bit in Acts 19 where it says that they go to the church in Ephesus and they find people who've heard of John the Baptist's baptism, but they haven't heard of Jesus. They haven't heard of all that he's done. And it says that they lay hands on them and that they're filled with the Spirit. They're filled with the Spirit that changes and transforms them. And so we need to be a people. We've heard of who the Holy Spirit is. We've heard of the values that come out of it. But we need to be a people who are full of the Holy Spirit. And it comes through prayer. It comes through praying for each other and saying, Holy Spirit, come. More of you and less of me. That means that we are people who tell stories of all that God's doing. In the normal, in the places he's put us. In the everyday, getting some of it wrong, getting some of it right, having some great stories and some stories of complete failure in trying to do these things. But we're walking out being people who are full of the Spirit because the breath of God has been breathed into us. And so I want to pray for us tonight. That as we go into this summer season, and as perhaps for some of us the season changes slightly, there's time and a bit more space, That we are people who are praying for each other. That we are praying whenever we get the opportunity for more of his Spirit. Saying, Holy Spirit, fill me with more and more, that we might be the people that you've prepared us to be. And as we were thinking about that, earlier we were praying, and there was two pictures. One is the dry bones, the valley of the dry bones, and that sense for some of us, that as we sit here tonight, we've listened and I think, actually, I'm just really tired. And I feel dry. And I feel weary. And God wants to breathe his breath of life onto you. There were some others as well as we were praying that that felt like a campfire of which the embers had gone. There was just this kind of, the fire was all gone and there was just these few little embers left. And that sense of just hanging on in there. But the breath, a wind blew across it and it erupted into flame. As we pray, for you, for some of us tonight, those two pictures, a sense of dryness and a weariness, or a sense of loss, that fire felt like a lost passion to press in for more. That as we offer ourselves and say, come Holy Spirit, he wants to come and meet with us. He wants to come and fill us. He wants to come and bring connection. And so I'm going to pray that for us. And we'll see where it goes. Who knows what's going to happen? As we read through scripture, there's lots of different pictures and images when the Holy Spirit is around. There's pictures of fire. There's pictures of violent winds. There's pictures of doves and peace. There's pictures of oil that brings healing, a real gentleness. When those people in Acts 19 were prayed for, they began to speak in other languages, in tongues. They began to prophesy for each other. All of these things are possible. All of these things are things that God gives when his Holy Spirit is around. For some of us, we might feel and have an emotional sense and connection as the Holy Spirit comes. For others of us, we might stand there and go, well, that was great. I'm not sure anything happened. When we say, come, Holy Spirit, he comes. He comes and meets with us. So should we pray that? Why don't we stand? I'm going to pray for us all. It may be that you want to just posture yourself in a way that says, I'm open to God, whatever God wants to do. Might be that, just like a gift, you put your hands out to receive. Might be you want to move away from the place you're in and move into an aisle just to have some space. Holy Spirit, breath of God, come and breathe in this place. Holy Spirit, breath of God, come breathe in this place. just encourage you to keep waiting. Be active in the waiting. What's he saying to you? So I think for some of us, it's going to be a time of receiving, and for some of us, it's going to be a time of ministry. And so I think there was just a word there that was shared around just that connection is important, and how we connect is important. And I think we've talked about it, part of the values is community. And part of the Holy Spirit being at work is that he works in community. We can learn something and we can see something of it in our gatherings, but it's in community that it's worked out. It's in community and that connection that is important. But we want to connect with each other, and we want to bring that sense of community in this time and to begin to pray for each other. And so I think for some of us, that word of dryness, and for others of us, that sense of a passion that has been lost. And so I'm going to get you, if one of those is for you, I'm just going to ask you to put your hand up. And then we're going to get some people around you to pray for you. So if for you that sense of dryness is a word for you, and can I just get you to put your hand up? Brilliant. There's a few hands going up. And if that sense of a passion lost, put your hand up for me as well. Great. So if you put your hand up, keep your hand up in the air. Brilliant. And then if one or two people can get around those people that are there, that would be great. If you don't know the person's name, just ask them what their name is. And then just find out what it is that is specific for the person who's being prayed for. Go into as much or as little the detail as you want, but then give space just to begin to pray. Brilliant. For the rest of us, we're going to we'll worship in a minute, but it'd be good just to turn to someone near you and just pray for each other. Pray laying on our hands. There's something about the laying on our hands that just releases what God wants to do. It's not that we've got magic hands, but But there's something in Scripture that where the laying on of hands just brings about and releases, and we're encouraged to do it. So if you're happy to be prayed for, find someone around you that's also happy to be prayed for, and just spend a little bit of time praying for each other. Just simply just say, Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, come. Come and fill this person. And listen. Is there anything that God wants to say to them? When we share a word of encouragement. We share a word that is based in Scripture. And the person who hears it, listen to it, and just ask the Lord what he wants to say in the midst of it. So let's have some time to do that, and then we'll get the band, and the band will get the band up as well. And they'll cover this time with worship, and we'll just come back into some worship to bring this all together.